Can I make a comment?
Oh, please.
I was taught some time ago, and the Rotary does a real good job, but when they say the Pledge of Allegiance, they don't put that extra comma in between One Nation Under God.
Mm-hmm. There is no comma.
There is no comma there, and we always say One Nation Under God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's no comma, so maybe we could practice over that.
Oh, really?
No
breathing. My Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I almost said amen.
I know.
That's
thanks, Dan. We want to run a tight
okay.
Meeting tonight, so I'm going to start with the roll call, beginning with the gentleman to my left,
Mike Jensen.
Robin Marisol. Linda Johnston.
Art Uecker, present. And we do have a quorum. Should have done that before the Pledge of Allegiance, but I think the gods will forgive us for that. Any added agenda items that anybody has? I do have one that we're going to remove, and that's a report on the meeting with city attorney. I have not been able to make contact with Jeremy with regards to this fiscal time frame funding issue that we've discussed. So there is no item 7. So let's move on to item 5. I reviewed the notes from the April 20th meeting. If you would take a quick cruise, I know that Linda indicated you thought there was a...
And I could be wrong. But since Dan Barco is here, Mr. Barco, and I also like to welcome our council people. Thank you, by the way. Yes, it was really fun. You can come up to the table. Yes.
I believe you're referring to page 3, item 6, applicant interview.
Yes, that last under Dan Barco, under the first part, it says, Mr. Barco encouraged the TRT committee to look at the big picture, which in Lapine is economic development.
Mm-hmm.
I got the impression you were talking about improving the economy. For every $1 of tourism that was brought in, it improved the economy by 5.
Which is stated earlier in that paragraph.
Right. So
it's not a quote. It's not in quotations.
Okay. So economic development could be the same thing. I kept thinking economic development, bringing businesses in, filling up the lots and...
Well, you brought a bit of the economy, but I don't know if I said that just like that, but I think the intent is, I mean,
I'm okay with it.
And I know that economic development is used kind of in a slang term sometimes, but generally people think about something that stimulates the economy and economic development, I guess.
Are you okay with
Sure.
Okay. Any other additions or changes? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as they are.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. You already have a signed copy in your possession in anticipation of that. You don't waste any time here. Okay, let's move on. Applicant interviews. Dan, again, we have the original request from you, which includes the Frontier Days and Lapine Rodeo. We discussed the Ponderosa Mountain Men issue, and I don't know, are you going to include that within your...
Well...
We still have some serious questions and
sure.
concerns with the location being clear out on Highway 58.
I think at this point, we probably should not include them. Okay. In our request.
We had specifically requested that they come back with some request with regards to the Frontier Day celebration.
They are interested in doing something during the Frontier Days, but I don't know that, at this point, I think because it's kind of in question,
that could certainly fall underneath the contingency funds, and
sure.
we'll talk about that in this budget item, that are there. And assuming they qualify, that could be, handled quite quickly and easily on that response rather than dealing with it now, so.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how you'd rather do that, but I did kind of modify the original narrative,
okay,
but I don't know if you want that or if you just want to, if you just prefer to just sort of do...
Unless there's other members of the committee that have an issue with it, I think I would just like the numbers, just the bare number request. So that we can plug that numbers into projected revenue and come up with percentages so we can get a recommendation to the city council. if they come back to us with wanting flesh on those bones, then we can provide a narrative at that time. And actually, at that point, I think we will include the narrative.
Yeah, I was thinking it made sense to include the narrative to send to the council.
Absolutely. So, clearly, you know, I don't think we need to review the narrative at this point, but I would like it.
Well, the thing that I put in here that really modifies that a little bit is I removed the reference to Ponderosa Mountain Man.
Okay.
But I did add a paragraph that says, there seems to be an agreement and understanding among these groups that promoting tourism in the Pine benefits everyone in the community. The breakout dollars expended on each individual event is less important than the value of representing the Pine as a desirable and attractive tourism stop or even a destination. And the Pine Tourism Center is honored to have the trust of these organizations and believe that together we can accomplish as much more effective tourism campaign than we can individually. Now, my real intent of that is just that the dollar amount, we would like to have the liberty to put the dollar amount where it's most effective and not just, I mean, that's the reason that these people want to work together and leverage is so that we can include multiple things in each coverage.
I think that's one of the issues.
So rather than pull out, change the dollars that we requested, I haven't changed that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that we understand the Ponderosa Mountain and may not qualify, and so we're not going to go in that direction.
It's fine. Yeah, well, so your original request, you know, between Frontier Days, Rodeo, and the Visitor Center, those numbers will stand. Okay, that's fine.
And the other change I made on this, now, I don't want to muddy the waters, but the other change that I made on here was the terminology of referring to the Lapine Visitor Center as a Lapine Tourism Center. It kind of puts a better definition on the name.
I would agree.
What you do.
And as I said, if you
were involved in promoting tourism as well as greeting and meeting visitors. So
and we wanted to make sure that, as I shared with you, that we separate chamber from tourism center. Because they're mutually exclusive entities.
Yeah.
And there has been in the past confusion. I think we finally arrived at some understanding of that within the city council and clearly with the committee, and there's no point in revisiting that confusion.
So would it confuse it if I gave you this modified...
No, give us a narrative.
Give you this.
And we understand that the number is the same, so no, it's not going to be a confusing issue.
Okay. Thank you.
I just have to say, I am so tickled that everybody is kind of coming under that umbrella. They're going to get so much more bang for their buck and really help Lapine become more of a destination.
And from our position, from the accounting position of it, rather than trying to bring in data and accounting information and back in information from three different agencies with three different people involved, we're going to go to one source, the tourism office, and they're going to say, okay, this is what we spent, X, Y, Z. It makes the counselor's job and this community's job so much easier.
There's been so much duplication of effort all the way along from the duplication of advertising and promotion between Frontier Days and the rodeo, and to get that all marching in the same direction, it just makes terrific sense.
Absolutely, I agree. And politically, it clears up that chamber / visitor center / tourism whole thing. We have a chamber of commerce that is one entity. We have a tourism center, which is a separate entity and handles this portion of the work. The fact that the same people are involved is immaterial. The fact that we have a separate accounting is the critical component from the city's perspective, in my opinion. And I think the committee would agree. It really clears up some gray areas.
Dan, you've done a great job of outlining. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to, there is no representative from Ponderosa Men, and as Dan shared, that's going to be, if there's any request for funding, we can do that under the contingency funds within, and that request would go directly from you to the city.
Yeah.
At some point down the road. So, what we're going to do now is I want to look at this budget and give you guys some numbers to work with. This is critical. And Dan, you can stay, you can leave, whatever you want.
I didn't add it to the agenda, but I did have something I wanted to ask you about, and maybe maybe if I, could I throw that out before you do that, and then I could leave, or?
Anybody have an objection?
No, that's right.
Fire away.
I have been successful in getting the ear of our state and regional tourism folks, and they're willing to come do a tourism summit for us here to help us understand, help us get a handle on locally what we want to do about tourism here as a locality, to see what kind of resources are available, to explore regional partnerships, and to determine some action steps that we could actually take in becoming more successful in making Lapine a destination tourism spot.
This is huge, especially the last name on this.
Yeah, me too. I was looking at that too. I think
this is huge potential.
And she's the least. She's actually the least.
But
she's something we've been trying to get here.
COVID has been a challenge to try and become partners with.
Absolutely.
This is a huge...
Jeff Hampton is really the... He is the fellow that actually was instrumental in putting together this TRT ORS regulation and having the state... He represents the Oregon Lodging Association, and they're the ones that pay the TRT, and he worked with the state to set up that regulation. He's willing to come to a workshop. Kristen Dahl with Travel Oregon, which is also a state organization and works with rural tourism.
And we've been trying to get the Travel Oregon for years.
Yeah. So if they come, they want to know that you guys will come, and that anybody else, that's why I want to bring it up right now. If you guys will attend, then I'm going to go to the lodging people, which he wants to make sure they attend. And anybody else that has a stake in tourism, they would like to have them there, because their time is very valuable. It works out that on the same day, Kristen Dahl has a meeting in Sisters that night. So it would work for her to come here early and then get back to Sisters. So it would be like from 8 to 1, and I think that's a Monday. Yeah,
for me, I will be on an airplane for half that time, so I won't be able to get.
What day are you talking about?
It's a Monday, the 24th.
So I would strongly recommend that the other members of the tourism committee.
Well, and I think Jane Gillette would, because she's on the tourism and commerce committee too.
Have you invited Justin Cutler?
I want to talk to you guys first to make sure before I went any further.
Invitation to the city council as well.
Yeah.
As a whole.
This is
mission critical stuff, and this is.
Well, we could have. We might have been more comfortable doing it in the fall, but I felt like for our benefit of going into this tourist season, the more we can get on a handle on this,
the fact that you can pull this together is tremendous, and the city of Lapine should be very grateful to you.
Yes.
On an official basis for putting this together, because
it's kind of crude, Dan.
For those of us who've been around a little while and know some of the politics that have surrounded this issue with COVID, et cetera, this is fantastic.
Good.
And I want to thank those on the committee who are willing to be here. I wish I was going to be here.
You can't get everything, and you guys are all pretty involved.
Well, my apologies.
You just at least representatives from the council and the tourism people.
I have five other people that will want to come.
Cool. Well, then we'll move forward, and I'll just keep it posted, and I'm sorry to...
Oh, that's okay. I'll let you deal with the venue and everything else for that.
Well, Mid-State is approved. Okay, we have that space. Okay. It's just now getting... since you guys are on board, they're fine, so then we'll do it.
Yeah. And again, you can stay or leave. Whatever.
I probably should go. I have...
Would it be beneficial to explain to our guests why COVID is so important, what's going on with this?
Would you like to?
I don't have the best handle on it, but when we look at Paleta Lake Lodge and East Lake Lodge and South Twin and Crane Prairie and all of those campgrounds, all of the lodges,
Lapine State Park,
all our zip code, 97739, they're all the Lapine zip code.
And all of the TRT taxes from that go to COVA. It's been banned, and none of it comes back here. And yet, we are the supporting community for all of those.
When they come to camp here, they may stop for groceries and stuff on the way over, but they're coming to Lapine.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that tell everybody about South Twin and Wiki up and everything.
Yeah, we're the ones that support those.
What?
What would it take to change that?
Well, this is a start.
Oh, this is the start.
Because up until now, we haven't been able to get a real
meeting. Yeah. Meeting.
They've been unwilling to talk to us about that.
Not willing to really entertain.
But isn't there some type of regulatory body?
Central Oregon County
that oversees that?
I would assume that the State Tourism Board is the regulatory body, but I assume...
They've tried with the county, and they've referred us to COA.
Yeah. And the county has deferred their authority to them, and so it's become an issue. So that's why it's such a huge...
This is a huge step forward.
And so, you know, we want to make sure that those that do it, and I hate to say load the deck, but we need to stack the deck of attendees to make sure it's a positive, and we don't have somebody in there heckling, because this is huge.
We need a working relationship.
We need to take advantage of that, so a positive sense. So that's why this is so critical, because we have an opportunity potentially to gather revenue from places that we should have been doing a long time.
Yes. We're blessed to have all these beautiful locations in our proximity.
And they're close to us. And they're close. They are.
But what happens is Bend actually takes
all that money.
Credit for them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's time that we stood up and said, all right, you know, this is our backyard. We deserve our share of this benefit. And I agree. So
would this be the meeting to do that? Or is this just, hey, let's...
Maybe it'd be a good meeting to have the context.
This is at least a start, and we can see what... you read this, the tenure of how this meeting goes, and you design your next step based on how that...
Getting a relationship with them started, I think, is like the key thing, even if it's...
Play nice and see what...
Some kind of dialogue, at least to begin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we desperately need more tourism dollars.
Well, if we're going to really make this a tourism destination, which is...
It is. We're going to be doing the promoting for all of those beautiful lakes and everything else, and if COVA won't play nice and give us some money, I mean, that's not right. We promote it and they get the goods on it. That isn't equitable.
Right. So, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for jumping on board with it, because I think it could be the start of something that's pretty significant.
Well, we gotta start somewhere, and the beginning's a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you.
Okay. There are several pages of profit law. There's a profit law and loss budget versus actual general page in amongst all these QuickBooks pages. That's the one that's most germane to our needs right now. I did some calculations. About a third of the way down, you'll see a line that says income, and it says item number 3031, motel tax. Are you looking at that? The top of the page is profit and loss budget versus actual general.
Okay.
The only one that says that. And about a third of the way down, there's underlined line item 3031, motel tax. That's the TRT income. Okay. As of the date of this report, which was 4/29, we're $59,546.20. You're still not on the right page there.
No.
Okay, right, okay. Has been received. The budget for the year was $61,200. Based on that amount and the total budget, they're down about $1,653.72. However, if you take that $59,546.28, which is 10 months of revenue.
10 months or three quarters?
10 months.
Okay.
So divide that, you get a $5,955 roughly per month on average. Assuming that average continues through the last 2 months of the year, you end up having a total projected revenue for 09 and 010 of $71,456, which is about $10,000 more than the projected budgeted amount.
We were thinking about 10% originally, right?
So I calculated a 10% increase, and that comes up to $78,602. Now, what I would recommend for purposes of the recommendation for funding to the city is that we adopt that $78,602 figure, because again,
what happens if it runs over? What happens if it comes every
year? It's very simple, because we don't recommend dollar amounts. We recommend percentages of the 70% number. See, out of the total TR2 revenue that comes in the city, 30% remains and stays to the general budget. City use that for whatever they want. 70% is by statute required to be used for tourism promotion. So that number, that 70% figure, is the one we use. So then what we do is we take all the applicants and we determine, based on our projected income, what their request is, the percentage of that number. Then we recommend that they receive on a quarterly basis X number of percent. So if income is up, they get the same percentage of a higher number, so therefore their income goes up incrementally. Conversely, if income is down, their allotment is down. It's only equitable, and it's only way we determine you can do this, because you don't know what the real number, you don't know what the real dollar number is.
I think it's a good approach. I'm wondering if we don't want to think about going with a little bit more conservative number, like maybe 75,000.
I was wondering about that too.
And here's why.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I guess I just tend to lean on the more conservative side anyhow, but if, let's say you're going to go out for ease of calculations, $7,500 to someone. That's 10% of the 75,000. Yeah. If it actually comes in at the 78 or the 80,000, that percentage still stays at 10%, right? Mm-hmm. So if you budget higher at 78 or 80,000, they're asking for 7,500. Their percentage is actually lower.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So my point is, if we go from a conservative proposal, we're actually helping everyone out on both ends. Because if it actually comes in lower, they're going to get what they need to pull off their event. It may not quite be just enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. So, will the committee agree, for the sake of the proposal, we adopt a projected income of $75,000?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, out of that $75,000, 70%, 30%
stays
with the city, which amounts to $22,500, right?
Yeah. So we're really talking about
52.5. Okay. That, so now what we
need is a percentage based on, so the city takes their money and
the city gets 80% no matter what it is.
Our request and percentages off of that, right. That less than 30%.
Mm-hmm. So, so what we do is we take, we calculate, we determine what each qualified applicant request is. We determine what percentage of that 52,500 number that is, then that's the percentage of funding that we request to the city. So it matters not, in reality, what that number ends up being. What matters is that their percentage stays consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's the only equitable way we've ever been able to figure out to project, which you have no idea. We're shooting at air. Anyway,
who's getting that cigarette and liquor tax money? Where does that go?
To the city. And so,
just going to look up numbers.
One of the great things about
CC.
One of the things that I'm very, very pleased about is the fact that projected income, budgeted receipts are going to be less than real.
Yeah.
Even if we only get half of the average for the next 2 months, you're still going to exceed the budgeted income, which tells me that we've been very fiscally
responsible
as a committee, mm-hmm. projecting what those incomes are going to be. And it further tells me that, there's reason to be hopeful that this is going to increase because economy, whether it's measurable, it's clearly, there's a better sense, there's a better feeling out there about tourism travel this year than there was 12 months ago. It was pretty gloom and doom last year when we were sitting here trying to project this stuff, and we stayed dead flat with the previous year's projections, and it exceeded our expectations. So I think you're right. I think we should dream to the conservative, but I still think we need to dream a little more, as you say, with the 75,000, and make sure that the applicants and recipients understand that there's an expectation and a requirement on their part to do their job really well, because the more the people they put in beds and the more more money goes in the coffers and the pie, then they have a bigger chunk of a bigger pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would it also be beneficial if on these line items, is that check actually made to the Chamber of Commerce, or is it made to the Visitor Center when they pay us?
You would have to ask the lawyer, because I haven't received the check.
It just help clarify when everybody's reading that it's actually going again to the Visitor Center.
I believe there were some made out to the Chamber of Commerce. I'm not sure if that's still what they're doing, because I don't handle the books.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if it says Chamber of Commerce on your sheet, that in QuickBooks, that's
what it says. Exactly how that happens.
Now, that's an issue that, is outside the parameters of this committee.
And besides, that's how probably their checking account's set up, so that's okay.
The important thing is, and we know from past experience, that the Chamber keeps a separate accounting of those funds, and they do an incredibly good job.
Yep.
And it's been audited for the last 3 years and have been caught by the state and has been found to be right online. So,
So
from the standpoint of being concerned, perhaps at some point there needs to be some discussion with establishing a separate nonprofit legal entity, the Lapine Tourism Office, which might clean that up a little bit. But I don't know what the legal issue is there.
I don't know what the legal issue is, other than if you. I think you're just talking about paying some attorney more money.
Right.
I would agree.
And then a long waiting period, waiting for the IRS, especially if you go for C3 status, which I don't think we would want C3 status. We'd want something like
Chamber
C6.
That's beyond the purview of this.
I was just talking about when it says line item and Chamber of Commerce first quarter payout and stuff, if they just put on their
business. In my opinion, as long as the city's comfortable with that and they understand where and they're giving accounting that the money's going where it's supposed to be, that it's far for me to be concerned. So, that's kind of that's the number figure we've got. So here's what I'm going to recommend. So because we want to get this meeting out of the way, we need to present a recommendation to the city council in time for them to vote on it and approve it, and or come back with revision requests before June 30th. So my recommendation is, number one, that we schedule our next meeting for 2 weeks from today on Tuesday the 18th. At 5:30. Between now and then, with the permission of the committee, I would like to sit down with Mike and go over, show him last year's recommendation, how it was drafted, and then involve him in drafting this first draft recommendation to bring to the committee on the 18th. The reason is twofold. Number one, I'm busy. Everybody's busy, but more importantly than that is, Robin and I, once this year's work is done, we're essentially done with the new term issues. And we need to make sure there's continuity for the next term.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking that provides one member of the ongoing committee to have the experience with that drafting that proposal. So we're going to have some continuity, I'm just asking.
And you've already been involved in it in previous years.
In a minute way, but no, Mike, absolutely.
Is it still our goal to increase the size up to 7? Is that what?
The committees are all, most everybody's going to the 7.
Okay.
So what's going to happen between Once we get this recommendation and get it approved in city council, and that's put to bed, then I'm going to recommend we do a wrap-up meeting sometime in June or early July, and or maybe, you know, get a, discuss this whole issue of getting those other applicants in on
and
board.
Because there's three more.
So that we can get this committee filled. And come next January, you guys hit the road running with a full committee.
Yeah, and I don't want to use up a lot of time, but I think it would make sense. It was a... I know when I was interviewed for the committee, I thought that procedurally it was good, but it was... You know, I'm wondering if there might be some areas that we can offer some help in helping to help the council on filling the seats. So
that would be good.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely.
I don't know if you guys have talked about just bringing in the other three people who were applying, or if you set out a new request for.
My guess is that those applications were taken and they chose to fill the one open seat, mm-hmm. that was a roster was dealt with.
And it'd have to be posted again.
Because
it be posted beyond,
primarily because we have changed since then. We've adopted this new membership term and number. So I would suggest that once we get this year's recommendation put to bed, that's the first we address that and give a recommendation to the council and let the ongoing committee members who are going to be here carry that forward into the next year. Because Robin and I quickly become lame ducks as of about July 1st, which is, you know,
it would be helpful to have input, because we're just so happy to get anybody, you know, and then we take anybody in.
Well, I'm just thinking that maybe the existing committee members do kind of a precursor interview.
That would be good.
For a couple reasons. One, we know a little bit, I mean, you guys do a great job of attending a lot of these meetings, but also it doesn't have to take up another couple of hours of city council's time, other than just saying, here is our recommendation, present them, make sure they're at the meeting, and any ancillary questions.
Well, it would seem to make sense, because the city does trust this committee. We've earned their trust with regards to recommendation for expenditure of funds, so I would hope that same trust would carry over to our recommendation for members of the committee. And so
and you still do it in a public open meeting. So
that's right.
It also allows applicants to ask questions about, you know, time commitments and expectations and, you know, what do you really do, and what's going to my involvement, what does my involvement have to be in this in order to be a functioning member? Because it doesn't do you any good to get somebody on a committee that finds out 3 months down the line, gee, this doesn't work for me.
Yes.
I'm leaving.
And that's
the process all over again. And the learning curve and everything else.
The realistic expectations are critical.
Yep.
And the advantage any of the applicants now have that we didn't have is we didn't know what a committee did, let alone how long it would take to do it. So we kind of scratched this out of the rock, and I think we've been pretty successful.
So far.
And I think we've laid some foundation that can move forward in a good manner. So having said all that,
I just want to make what you mentioned about some of the committees. There are also some of the committees, besides going to seven committee members, are having ex officio seats. I think they're like just five voting members and then two ex officio seats. And in some cases, they're like inviting a planning commissioner or somebody from the utilities committee or somebody from the chamber. I don't know if that would work with the situation, but I just wanted to make you aware of that, too. That's what some of them are doing.
Well, you know, that's the council's call, you know, how they want to make up the body of the committee. I still think that Mike's recommendation is great. You know, we get together a pool of applicants, interested parties, review. We already have three. And, you know, if we can find any more, and then present the additional ones.
I'd love to see some more citizens, representatives of people who are actually out there rolling up their sleeves doing this type of business involved.
Yep. I mean, some more people from...
Get somebody in from a couple of the hotels.
We really tried that.
Because, you know, and when the committee was originally set up, it was required that there be a member from the tourism business.
Yes.
And that's why Gina Waring started on the committee, and a member from representative of the chamber, which is uh-huh. Linda's position, and
Linda Stevenson was the business owner.
I mean, that's something we can address, I think that's a great idea. Any public comments from our two council members who are present?
I have one comment that I'd like to find out.
Yes, sir.
You got in here one place, you said something about maps. As I drive around this town and find different roads, and I was trying to find a map that would tell me where to go to certain places, mm-hmm. and we don't have one,
right.
It appears to me. Is it possible that we could work something out where we could get a road map mm-hmm. of the different streets here in town? Because there are streets I've never heard of that I'm finding when I'm driving around.
Okay. Actually, I can answer that, having the bookstore and having all the maps for the area. Central Oregon, there is a Central Oregon indexed booklet that shows literally every hiccup of a road, and it's in a bound little book, and I found them to be probably the best to use. They're not specific to Lapine, but for just getting around.
But there has been discussion, and one of the reasons that's mentioned in our maps is because the visitor center, they want to produce one that's mm-hmm. specific to Lapine, that keys in on locations and recreation as well. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that the funds would be used to generate.
That type of map is going to be very different, though,
right.
than having every hiccup of a little road.
Right.
I mean, it's going to outline how to get to Paulina, how to find right. our restaurants and mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. venues, not Parks and Rec. And
yeah. 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 On Gray, let me ask you this. Supposing I live in California, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and I have a friend that lives on such and such a street in Lapine. Can I stop at the tourism office and have them give me a map and say, here's where you live?
If they don't have a map, they can go on MapQuest and print.
New directions.
Directions.
Okay. We're not going to have it unless we get it that way through the...
There are several ways.
Anybody can go online and go on MapQuest online and get a map, but what we want to do is we want to provide one for visitors who stop in the visitor center
mm-hmm.
as a course of normal business. Here's a map of the area with highlighted recreation and points of interest, as well as, and if they say, well, I'm looking for a specific street, well, that staff there, they're more than, they will jump on and get a map for them. There's no problem there.
So basically what we're going to have when you're finished is a map that... Here's Lapine is the center.
Right.
And from Lapine we go here, we go here, we go here to all these destination areas,
mm-hmm.
which is valuable for you as a tourist here because it gives you a choice of things to see.
That's
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's not
a good thing.
Yeah, that's the idea. We want to get people to stay. We don't want them to, to go to Bend and drive to Lapine to go to something and then go back and stay in Bend. We want them to drive to Lapine.
Can we get a couple of signs that says Road to Bend closed? Or
I can tell you in talking to
Bend closed for business.
One of the things that are going to be recommended in comp plan will be that Lapine's sign ordinance be written in such a way that it discourages any advertising for businesses and locations that are not in Lapine.
Well, we've got them.
Diesel, 500 feet, you've got diesel for the same price. Right? So yeah, those are things that need to be worked on, and down the road they will be. And so clearly, that's a great point, and that's something that, with the collaboration of the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitor Center and the City Council, things are going to happen
mm-hmm.
as we move forward. So
I don't know that you could prohibit signs like that, though, because you see them all over the state.
If you set the ordinance right, what you can do is you can make it, and you don't have to accept, if somebody wants to buy advertising, you don't have to accept that. the city can set the ordinance in such a way you can restrict it, so it can be done. And I'm just telling you what I was told.
Yeah, but if I had if I was traveling and I had a reservation at the Phoenix Inn, you know, mm-hmm. it would be kind of nice to have a sign that listed several different ones.
Yeah,
I already have the reservation.
it's an interesting, but I know they're going to address that.
I see what you mean now.
You know, try and, you know.
The thing is, if I were the guy that owned the Timber Inn or Timber Lodge or whatever mm-hmm. it is up there by, you know, the main bar, the pizza parlor, and here's my motel, and right in front of my motel is a great big billboard that says Motel 6, 22 yeah. miles, oh. I'd be way not happy.
From a marketing perspective,
yeah.
you don't want the sign that says Motel 6 right over where the mm-hmm. Motel 6 exists, and you really don't want it 5 miles down the road. I mean, well, nobody is going to buy that sign. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
The problem is, historically, La Pine has not been looked at as a destination.
It's a drive through.
It's been it's just a wide spot on the way, too.
Yes.
And the challenge we have is to market La Pine as a destination, not as a...
No, I think we're starting to look at that way.
Yeah.
We're starting to look at the big picture, not only from... You know, the city council perspective, but the chamber perspective, tourism, and everyone's looking at it a little bit bigger, wider.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And it'll be successful. It's just those of us who are less patient by nature, me being on the top of that list, have to try and be better.
Is there some way we can get promoted on MapQuest or someplace like that?
It's up to the individual businesses, Don.
Oh,
I mean, I do it all the time in my business.
It can't be done for the complete city, then, in other words?
Not really.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's a challenge there. You know, you can buy your way up the ladder on the search engines, but it's expensive.
The best way to buy your way up the ladder, though, is by registering your business, and I do it every day in my business. Is you register your business with their website name on those maps on Yahoo, mm-hmm. on Google, on Bing, on MapQuest, and that's a great way to register your business and help your search capabilities as
and,
well.
And the Chamber website is, when you hit Lapine on Google, yeah. you get to the Lapine Chamber of Commerce, and there's a direct link to the city's website. So,
ask Mike what he's going to do with our website, tourism.
Oh, the tourism? Well, yeah.
With your TRT funds.
We've got the, we might want to close the meeting for. I have one other request, and that's just to kind of see the whole picture before we come back for our next meeting. I'd mm-hmm. like to see who's requesting and how much it is. Just
we'll get together with that because I want you to help draft that proposal, and then we'll
and I will get together.
Any more committee business? That's I think we've touched on everything. Any more questions or comments from Barbara or Donna at all?
Do you want to just discuss briefly what you're going to have on next meeting's agenda?
On the next meeting agenda, we will, between now and then, Mike Jensen and myself will compile the first draft recommendation for the city council for distribution of TRT funds, mm-hmm. and at that meeting, the committee will review it, make any adjustments or changes, and we will have the final draft ready to submit to the city council before I'm assuming the next city council meeting after the 18th, is it the 19th? Or is it the 1st of June?
We're going to have one on the 12th and the 28th this month.
Good, so that gives us enough time to get that on the agenda for the 28th meeting if we have it ready to be finalized on the 18th.
Yeah,
we need 7 days.
That would be a good tentative goal is to have that thing ready to make a recommendation.
Because that way they get it to review. I would say that we would commit to have a first draft resolution in the city council's hands to be addressed by them on the 28th
yes.
meeting.
So
26, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm 26.
I've
got my close-up glasses.
It's
a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you and I commit to trying to get together and getting something documented within the next week so that we can get it to the committee.
We could do that via email.
Yeah, we can do that via email.
Okay.
Yeah. Get it to the committee so they have a week to review it.
Yep. I understand. Are you going to not be at the 18th meeting, or are you going to be at the 18th meeting?
19th. No, I'll be here.
Okay, you'll be. Okay.
It's the 24th. I won't be here. So let's see. Today is the 4th. We will commit to have in your hands via email by the 11th a first draft proposal. And then on the 18th, you can bring any recommendations or changes that you have or corrections, so that on the 18th, we'll be able to formalize the and have it in the hands of Patty and Juan on the morning of the 19th.
Yep.
So that can be on the agenda for the 26th.
Great. Motion
yep.
to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we're done.
Right.
You might want to have that, if you'd like to share with Don and Carol on that website, that's fine. But I'm going home.
Yeah.